This week on EverBank Jaguars Weekend. After dominating the Bengals a week ago, the Jags carry momentum to the second half. It starts with a matchup against one of the greats. We get in the film room for a closer look at Chargers quarterback Philip Rivers, plus a Super Bowl trip, and so much more than that in a special homecoming. All that and more next on EverBank Jaguars Weekend.
This is EverBank Jaguars Weekend. EverBank, it's your money. Make the most of it.
Come here, give me a hug. Great job stepping up for this guy.
The Jaguars rallied around Blake Bortles a week ago for a nice win over the Bengals, and that's a happy locker room at EverBank Field. Welcome into EverBank Jaguars Weekend. JP Shadrick with you. Yeah, what a win last week over the Bengals to wrap up the first half of the season at 5-3. And there's now a battle heating up in the AFC South with the Tennessee Titans. Before we move on to the Chargers, let's look back at a fun week around EverBank Field. Coming off the bye, the Jaguars handled the Bengals, starting with a smothering defensive effort.
We came into the season, again, with a lot of expectations and pushing each other. And that's all you're seeing is us living up to those and continue to push each other and going in the direction that we said we would go.
Blake Bortles managed the offense to over 40 minutes of time of possession.
You never want to get too high, you never want to get too low, that kind of old adage. But you talk about, you know, somehow trying to trick yourself into being confident when things aren't going well. It's kind of a thing you have to do there. And then when things are going well, you got to kind of keep yourself humble and stay kind of in that same level-headed area. But it does, you know, it makes it easier because it's like, look, this is what we're doing, this is how we're preparing, and then we're going out on Sundays and it's working.
Now in a first-place tie, the stretch run is here.
Just focusing on what's in front of you. You know, we do a great job of having filming and fish around here. Guys talking about things all the time, so it's one of those things that you just don't look, see a little, see a lot. You know, if you see what's in front of you, you'll see everything. If you try to see the big picture, you'll miss the small stuff. So.
It starts with a problem for the Jags over the years, Philip Rivers and the Chargers.
You're talking about a player that's probably played as well against, you know, our team as any player has ever played.
We welcome in Brian Sexton and John Osier and Subway. Many Subway sandwich shops are locally owned by people in your neighborhood. And you help support business when you visit. That helps make our community stronger one bite at a time. We start off with Philip Rivers. Sometimes, at some point, you got to slay the Rivers dragon here. He's won six straight against the Jags.
Well, and he's been remarkable, as Doug Marone said, maybe has played as well against this team as any player in franchise history. I'm not sure he's wrong. It is set up this year to change. It doesn't guarantee change, but he's never faced a Jaguars defense close to this. This defense has disrupted, it's damaged quarterbacks, it's gotten interceptions, it's gotten sacks. If there's a year to change it, Brian, this is the year.
It is, and the added storyline there is their offensive line has not been healthy. Their left guard is out, their right tackle is just getting back this week. And we know that any team that comes in with a substandard offensive line has got a problem against this defense.
If you take the helmet and the picture of Rivers out of the equation, it sets up great for the Jaguars, but you've still got to get past that.
To put it in perspective for people, you see, Doug is not wrong. He has played as well as Peyton Manning did, and he has played as well as Tom Brady has. That's the story. He is on their level as a quarterback, and I'm not sure people respect that because he's been in San Diego and he doesn't have a Super Bowl. But he is every bit the gunslinger that they are.
Last two times out for this Jaguars team, they've had some offensive players, especially off to the side. The offensive line's been shaken up a little bit. Leonard Fournette has not been out there, and they've still won the games and played well on offense. That's a good sign down the stretch here when guys can plug and play.
Well, the quarterback. I mean, everyone wants to point to Chris Ivory and T.J. Yeldon, and both of them have played well. But it really, it's the quarterback who has played very well the last couple of weeks and allowed them to do some other things and not stack it all on the running back's shoulder, on the offensive line's shoulder. He's been precise. He's been accurate. He's been confident. And I think he's the reason why the last couple of weeks they've had guys out and still won.
I think it's huge for him. I think it's huge for the rest of the offense. I don't know that the offensive players thought that they had to have Leonard Fournette. There's a professionalism and a confidence they have, but they sure proved it. And if there was any doubt in the offensive line and anybody else on that offense, they know now that even if they read the rest of the season that, hey, this is a one-man offense, they know it's not, and they've proven it's not. I don't think you can overemphasize that going forward.
There's more ahead on EverBank Jaguars Weekend. Jeff Lagerman sits down with head coach Doug Marone for a closer look at the future Hall of Famer Philip Rivers. Plus, defensive tackle Malik Jackson mixes it up with the kicker in Jackson 5. And we'll see what's cooking this week on Game Day Grub. But first, Know Your Jaguars, presented by Fields Auto Group. And this week we're asking the guys, what do you take with you on a deserted island?
If I was stranded on a deserted island, what would I bring? I'd probably bring my Xbox.
A boat.
An axe.
Say food.
Dang, that's a tough question. I'm supposed to be quick fire off answers, but you have to think about a question like that.
My two dogs. Do they count as, can I count those as one?
I need some entertainment.
An 80-inch TV to hang up on a tree or something.
Can I bring cable with me?
A gun.
A helicopter.
A cell phone.
Food, water, and some music.
And some jet skis, just to be able to have some fun a little bit.
I mean, I guess I'll bring maybe a bed, you know, something comfortable to sleep in.
Number one, God, so I'm not probably going to make it. My kids.
My girlfriend.
I can bring people, too, because I definitely like to bring some family if I could. You know.
Bear Grylls, Les Strawd.
I'd have to say some shelter.
Water. Or a water pail.
No, Bear Grylls is legit. But like one-on-one and just Survivor, I gotta go with Survivor, man.
Naked and Afraid.
Football, just because I love throwing a football around. You know, I even throw it by myself, so have a good time.
Jaguars Weekend is brought to you in part by EverBank. It's your money. Make the most of it. And GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save.
Tight end stayed in and blocked.
Yeah, I know. The tackle had came back on me.
On me.
I got double.
So next time we do that, I'm going to go outside tight end.
Dante Fowler Jr. mic'd up. It's getting better for him as it goes, and he's a big part of what the Jags are doing up front on defense. You can check out the full mic'd up segment each week on Jaguars.com. Welcome back to EverBank Jaguars Weekend. It's now on to the Chargers, and of course they're led by 14th-year quarterback Phillip Rivers, who's won his last six against the Jags. Jeff Lagerman takes a closer look in the film room with head coach Doug Marrone, and their conversation is presented by Cadillac.
Well, this week, Doug, you've got one of the great quarterbacks in NFL history, Phillip Rivers, and he's got to be on a little bit of a roll against the Jaguars. He's won the last six games.
I would say so. A little bit of a roll is probably an understatement to, you know, really the numbers that he's put up. He's played extremely well. He's that type of quarterback that can do that. He does an excellent job of reading the defense coverage, knows where he wants to go with the ball, and it almost seems like he knows exactly where he wants to go before the leather hits his hands.
And the amazing thing is the quick decision-making that he has, and he's got kind of a funny throwing motion, but it works.
Yeah, you don't really get involved with that. I mean, a lot of quarterbacks, they have their own unique style of throwing. But again, what you look at is the production. And that's the one thing. He can get the ball out quickly, knows where he wants to go. And people will say about his mobility, they look at him as a pocket passer, but he has excellent mobility in the pocket.
And he's got some talented wide receivers, a tight end there. Hunter Henry has kind of taken over that role for Antonio Gates. Keenan Allen was another really good wide receiver that they have, and he utilizes everybody.
He does. You know, it starts with Keenan Allen on the outside. You know, he's the most targeted player for him. Obviously, he's an outstanding football player. You know, Hunter Henry, he showed before, does a really good job when he faces pressure, being able to get the ball off to him. Obviously, Melvin Gordon out of the backfield is being utilized quite a bit, who's a good player. And then Terrell Williams, the other receiver, is doing an outstanding job, and they're waiting on their first-round draft pick, Mike Williams, to start coming around.
The last play, great anticipation by Rivers, and this, you talk about his mobility. I mean, here he is on the run. He's not a young man anymore, but he's got enough mobility and accuracy on the run.
Well, he has outstanding accuracy on the run, but again, it's the mobility. He has a great feel for the rush and a great feel. He does a great job of leading his play receivers, you know, catching the football, has great anticipation from that end. And like I said before, it really can dice a defense up pretty good.
And when you talk about accuracy, ball placement, here's a 3rd and 11, throw to Hunter Henry, and the defender's draped all over him, but talk about putting it right where it needs to be.
Well, he does. He puts it right where it needs to be, obviously. And again, you know, you're talking about a quarterback in six games against us that has a 75% completion, which is just, you know, it's out of the world. But, you know, it's going to be a great challenge for us. And, you know, our guys have been working hard during the week. And, you know, he's going to come in here with a lot of high confidence, and we have to do a hell of a job.
And time to flip the script. Thanks, Doug.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. It's time now for our weekly visit with defensive tackle Malik Jackson. He's in the lunchroom with a teammate for Jackson 5.
Welcome to Jackson 5. Today we have a very special guest, a 56-yard kicking field goal kicker, Josh Lambeau. How you doing, Josh?
What's happening? I'm great, man. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, man. Doing well. Just want the people to know you a little bit, man.
Right.
Tell people where you're from, man.
So I was born in Lansing, Michigan, but I grew up in Crystal Lake, Illinois, northwest suburbs of Chicago.
Okay, that's cool, man. We're Midwest.
Midwest. Yes, sir.
So now we heard a fun fact about you, man, that football wasn't always your first love. Can you tell us more about that?
That's correct. Yeah, soccer, the other football was my first love. I grew up, I got to play on youth national teams. I was in the under 17, under 20 World Cup for Team USA.
That's dope.
I got drafted actually in the first round, 8th overall, by FC Dallas in the MLS.
That's dope.
I played professional soccer for 4 years and then made the switch from football to football.
That's super dope. I didn't know that, man. That's a hell of a jump, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that's
a little unorthodox, but normal's boring, so.
Hey, I hear you, man. I wish I could have done that, you know what I'm saying? Get my Ronaldo, my legs going, but
I see.
Not for me.
They're kicking it right from the start. Lambeau from deep. It's good! Josh Lambeau, a new career long.
So now we have to, after that beautiful 56-yard field goal you made.
Yeah.
You had this celebration. Can you tell the people what that, can you show us as you tell us?
The celebration is just one of these.
Okay.
It's a soccer celebration. I was a goalie when I played soccer, I never got to celebrate. I never got to score.
Okay.
If I made a cool save or something, then I was organizing my defense for a corner kick, so I never got to really celebrate. I love scoring points now, kicking field goals.
That's super dope, man. I wish I probably should ask you what position before, but goalie, that has to be stressful. Is it just as stressful as kicker?
I think so, but it's also helped me become a better kicker, I think, because you have to have that one-for-one mentality.
Yeah.
Because if you make a mistake, your whole team is punished, essentially. If I'm a goalie and I let up a bad goal, then my team's down a goal. And as a field goal kicker, if I miss a kick and we leave points on the field, you know, I leave the defense with a rough starting spot. So it's definitely helped me become a better kicker.
Pretty cool, man. The stresses of life, huh?
Yeah.
So when you another field goal kick.
Yeah.
When you went out there, we heard that you and Coach Marone had a conversation.
You know,
can you tell us about that conversation and how does confidence, you know, go into what you do?
Yeah, so he called me over there right before that fourth down call, and he says, "Hey, can you make it?" I said, "Absolutely." He says, "All right, go do it then." Went out there and did it.
Coach Marone's a simple man. You know, a very simple man. I like it. Man, a few words.
Yeah, I think confidence, you know, I don't think that would have been even a good message to tell the head coach, "No, I don't think I can make this kick." I truly thought I would have made it. I was getting ready for a 62-yard field goal because that's what I was going to look like.
Mm-hmm.
I was still going to tell him, "Absolutely, I can make that."
That's awesome.
And so you just got to go out there and do your thing.
Got to have confidence in everything you do.
Yes,
man.
Sir.
That's awesome. So now, you know, we're done with the 56-yard kick and all the field goal stuff. Now, who is Josh outside the field? What does he like to do?
You know, read poetry, long walks on the beach, candlelight dinners.
Ladies? Oh, wait.
No. No, not married
ladies?
Yet, but girlfriend committed. Oh. Hi, Megan.
No ladies.
I like to, my girlfriend and I, we do a lot of like wine and cheese board nights, and we'll listen to, you know, old 50s music, and I'll play guitar, and we hang out with our dog, and kind of hang out.
It's nice, we gotta do some double dating.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't have a girlfriend, but ladies, if you wanna hang out with me and Josh Lambeau and his wife, hit me up.
We can do it.
Nah, thanks for coming on, man. We had a great time, brother.
Man.
Yes, sir.
There's still more to come on EverBank Jaguars Weekend, a Super Bowl trip, and a homecoming.
We ain't falling, no. Yeah. We ain't eating the big meal, we gonna keep eating.
That's a
you understand what it's talking? We ain't getting full, we gonna keep eating.
Hey,
let's go right here. Team on three. 1, 2, 3. Team!
Winning locker rooms are fun and hungry. Yes, indeed. Welcome back to EverBank Jaguars Weekend. Hey, we're getting hungry, too. Let's get in the kitchen for game day grub, presented by Tico People's Gas. Angie Buscelli and Chef Tony have a special treat for Chargers Week.
Welcome to game day grub, presented by Tico People's Gas. I'm here at a Dreamfinders model home in Longfield Preserve, which is a natural gas community. Chef Tony, what are you cooking up for us?
Well, Angie, we have some wonderful stuff to start. Today, we're going to do a cumin-scented grilled chicken with tabbouleh. I know that you guys like to eat nice and healthy, so we're going to start it off with something fantastic. So here's our chicken. First thing
smells amazing.
Is portion size, right? We love to get our portion size. So if we look here, we have these wonderful chicken cutlets cut down to about a 3 to 4 ounce portion. I'm going to put them in here. What I want you to do is hit me with a little bit of olive oil, and then we're going to season them up. So go ahead, pour it in. There you go.
Water?
No, that's perfect. That's perfect. Grab a little salt and pepper for me. Yep, just nice pinchful. Put it in there.
Pinch?
Oh, yeah. Come on.
We like pepper.
There we go. And in the bowl right here, this other bowl, this is where our cumin is going to come in. We have ground cumin and a little bit of turmeric. We use the turmeric for its health benefits, but we also want to use it for a little bit of color. So put that in here as well.
So there's two things in this bowl, and it smells so good. You know, we can use a lot of this?
Oh, yeah. Why not? We can use as much as we want. Come We're on. Cooking it, right?
Okay, come on.
All right. This is like first downs. You want as many as you can get. Beautiful. You see, now already our chicken is starting to get a little color on it. So what we're going to do is I'll take this out to our grill out there with the natural gas, and we will get this cooking. What we like about that is this even temperature that's going to come over the grill, we're not going to have a lot of fluctuations like we would find with some other gas or maybe some other heat products that would make it happen for us. So we want that even cooking that natural gas presents for us. So we'll take that outside.
Okay, that looks fun to make too.
Look, your hands get a little dirty.
Messy.
So now it comes down to you. And what's we're going to go with this? We are going to do a tabbouleh salad.
I cannot wait. This is gorgeous.
We have mint, we have parsley.
Both in one bowl.
We have tomato, we have red onion. Two must become one. So please pour that one into this one.
I can do that.
Use your hand, right?
I should
get in here.
I've got all that yummy seasoning on my hand too.
We have some red chili peppers that we're going to put in. I like it a little bit of spicy, so use that one right there.
Perfect.
You're gonna squeeze the lemon over it next. So when you squeeze it, put the lemon in your hand down and let the juice go through your fingers and your hand will catch the seeds.
A natural sieve.
Just like
less
that.
Dishes,
that.
Right?
Right. And that's kind of the point, right?
Nice.
We wanna enjoy the entertainment that's going on.
It's a juicy lemon too.
There you go. And then just hit it with a little bit of bulgur. That's in that bowl right there.
Okay.
Nice cracked wheat. Just like that right there.
Okay, thank you.
And I want you to fold that together and I'll just season it up.
This looks amazing. So, it smells even better.
So this will be our side salad to our grilled chicken. We'll bring that right off the grill while this marinates and we'll have a wonderful dish.
Sounds awesome.
For the chicken and tabbouleh recipe and a look at all the Game Day Grub segments, make sure you visit peoplesgas.com/cooking. During last week's win over the Bengals, a special family of season ticket members won tickets to the Super Bowl. But that wasn't the only surprise. Brian Sexton has more in this Baptist Health feature.
Fans, please direct your attention to the south end zone as we celebrate charter members of our Jags 365 family.
Some of the biggest Jaguars fans ever had one of their best days at Everbank Field ever as their team beat the Bengals 23-7. The game, though, was just part of the equation as news hit them that they would be going to another, bigger game, Super Bowl 52 next February. Jim and Ann Pickney, who've owned season tickets since 1995, were given four Super Bowl tickets as part of the Jags 365 Season Ticket Member Recognition Initiative. They happily made the trek from Section 434 to the field. Tickets to the Super Bowl was the warm-up act, it turned out, as their son-in-law, Master Sergeant Raleigh Rogers, returned from a six-month deployment in Afghanistan to share the surprise with the whole family.
I actually got back on Friday, and I had to keep it from the boys for 2 days and stay in hiding. But it's great that the Jaguars gave us the opportunity to surprise them like that. I know y'all were surprised, right? They had no idea.
Neither the Pickneys nor the Rogers have ever been to the Super Bowl, and the joy of being reunited, plus the anticipation of going together, had all parties smiling on Sunday.
Yeah, like I said, I've never been to the Super Bowl before. I've never been to Minneapolis before, so yeah, I'm excited. I don't think they've ever seen snow, so the day before the Super Bowl will be a lot of fun.
For Jaguars Weekend, I'm Brian Sexton.
Thanks, Brian. Up next, former Jags head coach Gus Bradley returns to Everbank Field. Stay with us on Everbank Jaguars Weekend.
That's the quickest way off Ramsey Island, though. I mean, he had one catch for 6 yards. I mean, I would try to figure out the easiest route to get off, too. So he figured it out.
That's Jalen Ramsey. I'm sure you've heard that as this week has gone along. Welcome back to Everbank Jaguars Weekend. Subway's with us, of course, for this fantastic lunch today. The defense has a swagger. They can talk the talk. They can back it up. And then they'll tell you about it again after they back it up.
It's not all Ramsey, but he sure defines it. I thought what he said this week was relatively harmless. It was fun. It adds to the show. And they believe in him. He believes in them. This is a defense that's playing with swagger. I think he sort of defines it.
I think both safeties played exceptionally well last week.
I think Miles Jack is a rising star. So you can focus on Jalen Ramsey and Calais Campbell up front. And then you've got, you know, Yannick Ngakoue and Dante Fowler Jr. And I mean, there are stars and then there are really good ascending players. So many levels this defense has and so many players they can throw at you. It's tough for offensive coordinators to say we can absolutely do that.
Didn't even mention Smith and Boye. That's how deep they are.
Exactly.
Right. And the guy who kind of formulated this thing over the last few years is coming back this week, too. It's been kind of a quiet story. Gus Bradley back at Everbank Field.
He'll smile. Lots of handshakes.
It'll be good to see him, but I think the key is it's not really a storyline because so much else is going on with this team in a forward motion.
For the Jags, big picture, just keep on winning. One game at a time, right? That's going to be the focus of this football team.
And you have to keep winning because the Titans' schedule is remarkably similar. They have the Rams and the Steelers. You know, you sit there with the Seahawks, but you have got to stay ahead. You got to find a way to do things.
Starts this week with the Los Angeles Chargers at Everbank Field, a 1 o'clock kick on Military Appreciation Sunday. We'll see you next week on Everbank Jaguars Weekend.